is a very definite factor. In fact, it was the National Institute of Arthritis and Metabolic Diseases that came around and offered me a contract to work on the artificial kidney, and they gave me an enormous sum of money to work with, unprecedented in its day. And another thing that I forgot to point out, but it certainly is relevant, although on the one hand, Dean Gordon Brown thought that getting into bloody research was not in my best interest. On the other hand, Jerry Wiesner and Walter Rosenberg were very much interested in the application of engineering to medicine and surgery. And in fact, Wiesner called me in to a meeting at the highest level with the head of NIH at the time, Jim somebody, I forget his last name. And the idea was that NIH was trying to get MIT to set up a medical school, because the idea of bringing engineering into medicine was being widely promoted. And Jerry Wiesner and Walter Rosenberg were particularly interested in this. And I might also point out, and by the same token, that my story would not be complete if I didn't mention my dear friend John Trump of the Department of Electrical Engineering. And John Trump was the one who, sitting on this, what we call the Rosenblith Committee, coined the word engineering and living systems. And that's what we worked on, what the title of it was, engineering and living systems. Now, John Trump, as professor of electrical engineering, was also the founder of the High Voltage Research Laboratory here. He was a co-founder of High Voltage Engineering Company, along with Robert Van de Graaff, who was a professor of physics. And so another part of my story has involved the use of electron irradiation to carry out polymer chemical reactions and make new and interesting polymers, thanks to the input from John Trump and for his enthusiastic collaboration with me through his laboratory. So many of my doctoral students worked in the high voltage research laboratory carrying out their work. And briefly, what happens is electron beams can cross-link materials. That's been known for a long time. And they can also also graft new materials onto old materials. So you can make, for example, a hydrophobic polyethylene sheet, hydrophilic, water-loving, by grafting the appropriate monomers onto it. I should also go back to point out that about this time in 1960, when I started to get into this internal MIT community, engineering living systems, I also saw with other colleagues like Robert Mann, professor of mechanical engineering, was involved. And the mechanical engineer has been involved for a very long time in things like, for example, the drink respirator for polio victims, and Bob Mann's the artificial hand or arm, which was controlled by nervous impulses. So the mechanical engineers had been in biomedical engineering way before chem engineers, and I guess electrical also. So as to when we got going as a discipline, and I guess I'd have to say I probably started it, because when I did start it in 1963, there was no other department in the world of chemical engineering, as far as I know, who offered a course in chemical engineering in medicine and biology. We were the first to start that. And I guess it would roughly say 10 years or so after we started it, that it started to spread and propagate. And now, of course, no thanks to me, it's propagating itself dramatically.